It's time for our Voice of the Valley. Our Voice of the Valley is brought to you by Moore Engineering, which include their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities. And we have a father-daughter duo in today for our Voice of the Valley. You may have heard that this father-daughter duo of Myron and Amber Van Bruggen was the winner of the Dennis Kirk 2020-21 Sled Build Award. And they're going to explain that a little more. I love the idea of going back in time to 1976 because they have a 76 Nitro 340 that they renovated. And I want to thank you for joining us today. Thanks again.
Thank you for the invite. We're pretty excited.
Thanks, Steve. We're glad to be here.
We are glad to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about how this started. What was your intended objective when you started to build this machine?
Sure. So my dad has been a long time snowmobile lover, you know, grew up river racing on the sleds, and the RUP was one of the only sleds that could beat him on the river. So he's been searching for one to restore for quite a while, and he found one actually right in the Bismarck area, which was pretty awesome. So our intention was just to do our first father-daughter build, do something completely unique and out of the box. We really redid it from head to toe, took everything out, rebuilt it from the ground up. So we also renamed it the Black Widow. So it is our custom Black Widow, and that name came from RUP had a mini bike in the 70s called the Black Widow. So we made this snowmobile into the Black Widow, and I'm a huge Marvel fan, first of all, and the Black Widow movie comes out this year. So it all kind of just ties on in together.
Oh my word, what a great plug. I love it. Yeah. I love that tie-in. That's great. What motivated you to just start the project? I mean, this is stuff that takes patience and time, right, in order to get something like this done.
Yeah, you know, the project is really special for a father anyway. In this particular action is that when we purchased a snowmobile, when brought it home, Amber showed a great amount of interest in the sled and said, "Hey, Dad, I want to join you in on this venture, and I want to go ahead and build the sled with you." So with that in mind, I've been building hot rods for my entire life. I grew up doing it, and it's a passion of mine. It's something I just thoroughly enjoy. And then to come along and start something a little bit new and then have Amber join in on a board was really cool. And so we just basically created this theme, as Amber described, as Black Widow. And then we just started it from there and customized it and just had a blast working together as a father-daughter project.
So. Oh, man, that's fantastic. What was the most unique and creative thing that you did with the sled?
You know, as I think about it, one of the things that we really, really wanted to focus on was the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to take this theme and bring the details and really, really hone in on that. You know, when we developed a couple of, you know, really cool favorite things that we, decided to do, something we've never seen before done on custom snowmobiles. We obtained some lizard hose wrap, which is really colorful, and some really updated modern heat shrink type of hose connectors for the water system on it. We did, you know, some really cool things. In fact, Amber, she runs a clothing business, a boutique, and is excellent at putting colors and color correlates together and finishes and textures. So she actually did a lot of the fun in reference to, you know, the uniqueness of the sled regarding the colors and the color correlates and the textures and the finishes on the sled. So it was really neat, fun working together on that.
Yeah. Wow. I think a couple other things of our favorite is we put drag handlebars onto it and also race skis. So it kind of just, those two minor things really changed the profile of the sled. So it, for it being in 1976, it looks a lot newer now than before. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it looks like it's in the showroom, but you're saying it even looks newer than the showroom model 1976.
Right.
What are you most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of the time spent with my dad, especially during the heat of COVID. You know, everyone's kind of cooped up and it was something that we could do together to really grow even our bond. So I'm definitely proud of that. And then, of course, we finished at the tail end of winter, so we've only been to one snowmobile show, but it was huge. There was over 400 sleds there. It was in Detroit Lakes. And we did win our class in that show. And then from there, we decided to submit it into the Dennis Kirk Sled Build Contest. We just did that for fun, just to see what other people are building too, and just kind of get ourselves out there. And we won. And so that was really cool. And it's a national contest, you know, so that is pretty awesome. But I'm definitely just most proud of the attention to detail and time we put into it, and the bond that we grew from the medium of the sled. So
I did want you to talk about that, the significance of this national award. People probably don't know what Dennis Kirk means or whatever, but there's people in the industry that do know what it means. But it's a national award. And so talk about some of the, I guess, protocols or what it took to win it.
Amber actually came up with, when we were searching for snowmobile parts, number one, you know, when you're looking at a sled of that you're of age, the parts are hard to come by, especially in the quality of parts we wanted to put into the sled. And so we were looking for a supplier and talked to a few different individuals. And being that I really wasn't into, you know, searching that out, most everybody we talked to said, you know, Dennis Kirk, hands down, is a great supplier. They're the biggest supplier in the country.
Okay.
And with that in mind, we happened to start working on their site, ordering some miscellaneous parts and so on. Amber came, said, hey, they have a national sled build contest. Let's check it out. Well, we checked it out, and literally there's hundreds and hundreds of sleds on this site. And we said, let's go for it. Let's have some good time, and let's just submit it and see what happens. And yeah, that's what transpired. And yeah, it really surprised us. It was really a special thing.
Wow.
To be acknowledged that way, that's for sure.
That's great. Well, we want to congratulate you on all of your hard work and efforts. Now, what do you think other people say about your sled?
This upcoming winter, we'll have more feedback on that. But anyone that has seen it, you know, at for instance, the Detroit Lake Show, was how many hours were we there?
Three, four hours.
We didn't go more than a couple minutes without talking to someone, asking questions, etc. So I think that it is a really good response, just because we had the hood open, and from head to toe, the details are just immaculate, which usually isn't always seen in a snowmobile. It's more so kind of the outside, how things run, but the detail of the motor compartment is really, I think, what people kind of got their wheels turning, like, wow, what are they doing here? Everything looks brand new, you know, and it's old. So I think that the attention to detail is really what people get excited about. And then when we fire it up, it has open stingers on it. So that in itself, people get excited about, because it's pretty rowdy. So,
yeah.
Well, we've got Rally in the Valley coming up. Are you going to give us an opportunity, the public, an opportunity to see this sled?
Well, you're energizing me, Steve, here.
And, or am I baiting you?
Yeah, well, somewhat. But we have had a lot of people ask, hey, you know, even though it's a car show, is there any way that you can, you know, consider putting the sled in the show?
Yeah.
And we are really fortunate how this has come together. I mean, it's super exciting. We have actually got permission from KOBC to display the sled right on the south side of the station here, in a beautiful spot. And yes, we're going to set up a display, and we're going to have a ball showing it to people, and you know, letting some, you know, kids take some pictures of it, because we want to motivate some people to, you know, maybe consider doing some of these projects as a father-daughter build or a father-son build or whatever it may be. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And, you know, I do kind of just want to throw in there, too, a thanks to KOVC for giving us that nice location where we can. It is a car show, but like Dad said, they're letting us do that. That's an awesome location where there'll also be tractors in the show. So, you know, feel free if you have a tractor, bring that on over. And we're also doing a feature row this year at Rally in the Valley, and which will be the forced induction row. So if you have a race car, you might be like, oh, I'm not bringing it to the show. Like, we want to see it. That's going to be our featured row. We want to see those high horsepower, turboed, whatever vehicles in the show. So hopefully we'll attract some more people into Valley, and more people just get out and show it off. If you have a bike, a snowmobile, a tractor, a race car, whatever it may be, we would love to see it there.
That's what Rally in the Valley is all about. Well, we can't wait, and thank you for sharing your story today with us, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, check it out. It'll be very close to KOVC on Saturday, June 19th, 1976, RUP Nitro 350, that Myron and Amber Van Bruggen worked so hard on renovating. You can see it right here during our Rally in the Valley. That's our Voice of the Valley, and it's being brought to you by Moore Engineering.